So we hold him. So we saw Rashi explains to Baya. He says that we're not talking here about Rabbi Motzi Midaraisa. Apparently, if it would be a Shiloh by Rabbi Motzi Midaraisa, there would be no Mokum for the Baya. But here, there's no by Rabbi Motzi because it's Bittul. And it's only Takon and Rabban, and it has to be Boil and Torah Zal Mimoto. So we already saw, so Shiloh, who exactly is it that would be Abram by Rabbi Motzi? The Mashal learned, understood in Rashi that it's the Maskir. Some Mishalim say the way Beferish, not in Rashi, but they say on their own, Tosfos Rosh, Tosfos Rabbeinu the parents say that it's the Maskir. And the Magen Avraham says that it's the Socher. Magen Avraham says a strange Hesber, because the Maskir, when he leaves, is Mafkir the Chometz. That's very difficult. The Gemara says Chamir, the day of the Maskir. But with the Goyim, we could be Masber, that it's Yiddish Chometz, the Socher is over, Chometz and his Rishos, Yiddish Chometz and his Rishos, the Socher is over. And then we also listen to Teres Chaim, who said they're both over. So welcome to say that they're both over. The Soich is over because it's Yiddish Chometz and his Rishos, and the Mask is over because it's his Chometz. Now, we had a problem with Rashi because we know from Rashi in that base that the whole Takon of Dikish Shalayavar Bar Rabbi Motzei, the way the Rishonim explained, for various reasons, Chazal didn't want to rely on the Bittul. So they said, therefore, that the Dikish you have to do Bikul, but the Dikish Shalayavar Bar Rabbi Motzei. So, Mel, what's the Gemara Shaila? Torech Zal Mimotel. What do you mean Torech Zal Mimotel? The Torech is Mutl, and the one who's over by Rabbi Motzei, because he's the one for whom we're doing what they were misacting the Bdikah. So if it's the Masker, like the Mashal understood, then the Torech should be on the Masker. And if it's the Seicher, the way the Magen Avraham understood, then the Torech should be on the Seicher. So this makes very attractive the Mahalach of the Torech Chaim, that they're both over by Rabbi Motzei. So the Mele, the Takana by Rabbi Motzei is for both of their sake. So me boil and Torah Zal Mimutl. We can't be mafsir. There's no reason to make them both do b'dika. So that's the shayla Torah Zal Mimutl. Of course, that led to a question. If they're both over by Rabbi Motzei, so what does Rashi mean at the beginning when he says that here we're not talking about Rabbi Motzei? The bay is because there's no by Rabbi Motzei midiraisa. That was taken care of by the bittul. It's only a derabon and a takon derabon. So it has to be boil and Torah Zal Mimutl. And if it will be a deraisa by Rabbi Motzei, why wouldn't we have the bay? If they're both over by Rabbi Motzei, so the same way in the Drabbanon, we have a baya for, and whom were they matal takon of Diko, Shelo Yavar by Rabbi Motzei, why can't the same thing be true in the deraisa? So now we said a Hezber, I think very glad the Hezber. But if it's a din deraisa, you have to be Baidik, so you shouldn't be, had it been a din deraisa, you have to be Baidik Shelo Yavar by Rabbi Motzei. So we wouldn't have to decide Terech Zami Mutl. It's Mutl on both of them. They both have this threat of by Rabbi Motzei, they both get to get moving and decide who's going to be Baidik the house. We don't need to be Matal on either one of them. But since Midaraisa, the Bittul is good enough. So there, and it's only Tachshash the Rabbanon that we don't want to rely on the Bittul. So it's a Takon the Rabbanon. But they themselves are not really under a threat of by Rabbi Motzei. They're not under threat of by Rabbi Motzei. They did Bittul, or somebody did Bittul anyway. They had Bittul. So Mimela, it's just a Takona. And the takana is for both of them, but it's only a takana. So if it's a takana, so we have to be matal takana in somebody. If we're not matal takana in somebody, then it's not a takana. The nature of the takana is that we have to be matal in somebody. So has to be by alone, terech zel mimut. So that's where we got up to yesterday. However, the thing is that it's really, I think, very hard to be mekayim and Rashi, the idea that they're both over by Rabbi Motzei. And in fact, I think it's hard b'chlal to say in Rashi, the mashal aside, I mentioned this yesterday. It's hard. I think this Nakuda we said in Rashi yesterday also. I said yesterday also. The Chorid is a raya that according to Rashi, the masker cannot be over by Rabbi Motzei. Because the Gemara says in Davovah Mid Aleph that a mefarish vayetzu b'shiara, koidim lamed, he's potter from Dikum. And the same thing, ha'isa b'isa oitzer, koidim lamed, is potter from Dikum. Why is he potter from Dika? So some Yishayim learn he's potter from Dika because he did Bittul. And Bittul takes off the Bar Yobai Matzah. And even though we have a Chash, Shem Yobai La'achlai, but Kodim Lamed, you're not mechuyev to worry about that. Because it's so far before Pesach, you're not mechuyev to worry about it. That. And then when this man comes, there's already a Torah, you're already out of town, there's already a Yitzhi over there, so they weren't Matriach you, so you could rely on the Bittul. So if that's the case, we don't see so much in that Gemara that's relevant to us right now. But Rashi learns from that Gemara that a or you're not over by Rabbi Motzei. Nothing to do with Bittul. You're not over by Rabbi Motzei because it's like Chomish and Ophel of Mapilus. Since the Chomish is not Motzei, maybe, and I don't see it, so it's like Chomish and Ophel of Mapilus. it's only if I come back and I see the chametz and it becomes matzi to me. So then I'm over on Bali Rabbi Matzi. It says like this. What does Rashi say in Davov? Rashi in Davov, then it's the Rashi that is Kimapolis. It's only Mufurish in Rashi, but also basically Yotze. He doesn't say Beferish about Mufarish Yotze B'Shihar. But it's implicit in the Rashi there too. Rashi says, the Gemara says, let's take a look at the Gemara inside. Amr Abu Dhamarab, I'm a farish for Yotze B'Shihar, Kaidim Lamed Zokal Kuvar, Taych Lamed Ain Zokal, Taych Lamed Zokal Kuvar. So Kaidim Lamed, you don't have to give, you don't have to do a Bdiku beer. Taych Lamed, if you're leaving town, first you have to do Bdik and a beer. Amr Abai, hold on, Taych Lamed Zokal Kuvar. That we said the Taych Lamed, you have to be Mavar, Leamar, and Elishadai to laugh, so that's only if you're going to come back on Pesach. But if you're not going to come back, then even Taych Lamed, you don't have to do a Bdiku. Amr Rova, you die to laugh, so I feel the Rosh Hashanah Nami. So Rova said, that doesn't make any sense. Even if it's Kaidim Lamed, even if it was a Shana time, if you're going to come back on Pesach, how do you have to do a Bdika beforehand? Why? Says Rashi, I feel the Rosh Hashanah. Because when you come back, you're going to be over. And then it's too late to do bitl. By shayt la b'shusa yudul batli. Shir yisanoi, v'ein ashaloi. Ukshirei, over alei. And when you see it, you're going to be over. Mubu and Rashi, that if you're mefarish v'yotze b'shiora, Rosh Hashanah time, long before Pesach. The reason why, but you're going to come back on Pesach, so the Gemara says you have to do b'dika beforehand, the Rava says you have to do b'dika beforehand, but Rashi says why? Not because you're going to be over by Rabbi Matze while you're away, but because when you come back, you're going to be over by Rabbi Matze. And then it'll be too late to do bittul. Notice it's a mavu and Rashi that he did not do bittul. Because if he did bittul, what are you telling me when he comes back, it's going to be too late to do bittul? He did bittul already. Al Kochak Rashi's learning that we're talking about a case where he didn't do bittul. Because apparently Rashi holds that when you're allowed to go away without being mavar, you don't have to do bittul either. Because Rashi learns up in this Gemara that if you don't have to do bdika, then you don't have to do bittul either. So therefore, if you left Kayim Lamed Yoyim, you don't have to do bdika or bittul. So Rava says, but that can't be when it's Dai Til Achsar. Because if it's Dai Til Achsar, then when he comes back and he sees the chametz, he's going to be over. And then it's too late to do bittul. So therefore, it must be that in a case like that, you have to already do bdika and bittul beforehand, before you leave. Before the head in Rashi, that a fellow is mafayi, that if a person leaves, kaidin lamed, or whatever, if a person leaves and he's not going to be, and if he leaves and he's not around, and he doesn't see the chametz, he's not over by Rabbi Matzah. And if we would know for sure that he's not coming back, then he wouldn't even need to do bittul. But if it's daitil lachsor, then he has a problem because then when he sees it, it's going to be too late to do bittul, so that's going to be a problem already by Rabbi Matzah. And then Rashi, then the Gemara goes on and says, so therefore, Ella Marova, how damage Kaidim Lam Yom Zok Lala Yamarn El Shain Daita Lachsar. Well, Daita Lachsar Film Roshon Zok Kubat. So Rova says, and that's the Locha, that if it's Daita Lachsar, you always have to do Bdikka Bittel. But if it's Ain Daita Lachsar, so Kaidim Lamed, you're allowed to leave, and you don't need to do Bdikka nor Bittel, according to Rashi. Teich Lamed, you have to do Bdikka and Bittel. But Oz the Rova Tamei, the Omer Rova, Isa Besa, Isa Kaidim Lamed Yom Zok Kubat, Teich Lamed Zok Kubat. Says Rashi, what's the word over here? Teich lamed zokah glavar. One second. Before that. So Mavun Rashi, clearly, that both of these cases, Mefarash v'yetzi b'shiora, and Eise b'yetzi Eise, Kaidim Lamed, not only do you not have to do Bika, you don't have to do Bittul either. As long as not Daita Lachsar or Daita Lufanoise, you don't have to do Bika, nor do you have to do Bittul. Because you're not over by Rabbi Matze. And why you're not over by Rabbi Matze? So Rashi says, what Kishare'e, when you come back and you see it, you're going to be over by Rabbi Matze. But Kozman, you're away, you don't see it, you're not over by Rabbi Matze. And we have the same thing, Memes, this is Rashi Shita by Chamash and Ophel of Mapelas. The Mishnah Laman Aleph from the Bay says, "Chametz Nofel Mapelus Reiv Kimavur." Says the Gemara, "Omer Chista Tzorach Sheivatel Belibay." You have to do bittul. Says Rashi, "Why do you have to do bittul?" So again, Ilmoli Rashi, I would say you have to do bittul because what do you mean? By Rabbi Matzah, I have chametz. I know there's chametz under there. I know I have chametz under the Mapelus, and even though I don't see it, but I'm over at it. By Rabbi Matzah, by Yatmin, Gemara says, now that we tina chametz that's tamun, you're also over. So why do you have to do bittul? You do bittul. You took care of the bar yom matzei. Shami yovel la'ochli, that we weren't metriach you to take off the gal. But Rashi learns not the way. Rashi learns, you know why you have to do bittul? Because maybe the rubble will get uncovered on Chol HaMoed, and you're going to see, and then you're going to be over. But Kol Zman is under the rubble, and it's under the rubble. Rashi also not over by Rabbi Matzah. Why not? So Rashi over here doesn't say. Rashi Bar Mitzia says, Gemara Bar Mitzia from base brings this Mishnah. Rashi Bar Mitzia says that when it'll be Mefakach Hagal, you'll see it, and then you're going to be over. The Kozman is under the gal, you don't see it, you're not over. So first of all, you see a Mayr, the Kachidish Rashi, in Rashi, Lagabi, Ba'yuwa. That Rashi also, to be over Ba'yuwa, you have to see the Chametz. And if it's under rubble and you can't see it, or even if you were Mefana, or even if you're just out of town, you were Yosef B'Shiur, and I don't see the Chametz, I'm not over Ba'yuwa. So that by itself is a Bam Shal Chidush. And other Yishayim says, B'Fair Shat the way. The Ran holds that you're over Ba'yuwa, even a Chametz is Tomim. Even though the lashon of Ba'yiro l'chayr is mashma that you could see it, and in fact that's the Gemara. The Gemara says Davov. It says in Torah lo yiro l'cha. Says the Gemara lo yiro l'cha. So yochel yatmin. So maybe if it's hidden, it's okay. Tamad loymer lo yimotze. The Torah says no. As long as it's motze, even if it's tomim, you're over. So shadow track in that Gemara. What are you over if it's tomim? You over Ba'yiroa, or you over only by yimotze? Again, the Gemara says Ba'yiroa is mashma tomim is okay. So what does that mean? Lo yimotze is megala now the over by yoah too, or it's a separate lap. You're over by yimotze. You're not over by yoah because it's tomim. That's machlekes yishayim. The Ran learns that once the two, because the Gemara says that there's a hekesh from by yoah by yimotze, lichin shel zeh bezeh, and therefore they have the same rules. By yoah by yimotze the same lap, just iterated twice. And by yimotze is megala that for tomim you're over by yoah as well. The Rosh is mashmah not the way. The Rosh is mashmah by the Gemara by Pirurim, that it's two separate lavin. If you're, it has to be out in the open. If for Bal Yimotze, it's enough that it's, if it's Tomon, you're not over Bal Yimotze. You're over Bal Yimotze. So Rashi sounds like the Rosh. Rashi says that until you see it, you're not over Bal Yimotze. It's only when you see it, you're over Bal Yimotze. So you see in Rashi like the Rosh, but Rashi is much further than the Rosh. Because the Rosh is beferish. The Gemara about Pirurim, about the Gluski Yofa, that's Sugya. In the Rosh, it says that you're only over by Yoah if it's out in the open and visible, but you don't have to see it personally. As long as it's visible to somebody, you're over by Yoah. But Rashi's in Mefarish, you're not over by Yoah until you come back and see it. It was out in the open the whole time. So we would Rashi, that Rashi holds that for by Yoah, you have to mamash see it yourself. And therefore, Chomish Nofel of Mapilus. And not only chametz nafal of mapilus, but even mefarish v'yetsi b'shiyara, since I don't see the chametz on Pesach, ain't that the lachzor? I'm not over by yirah. The chayyim is still a problem, because even if I'm not over by yirah, but what happened to bal yimotze? Bal yimotze is even if it's tamun. Bal yatmin, yochel yatmin v'kabel pekdoynis ben anochi. Tamud loy meloy yimotze. Loy yimotze, you for sure you're even on tamun, even if it's not visible, and you don't see it. So in Mefarash V'Yetzi B'Shiyara, you explain to me why you're not over Bal Yuah, but why aren't you over Bal Yimotze? So Akocha, you have to say that for Bal Yimotze, you're also not over because it's not Motze. Motze means that it's accessible. And if it's not accessible, I'm not over Bal Yimotze. It's just like the Moshe Gemara says that if you rent it out to somebody, if you have Chometz of a Goy, or Mekabel of a Chayis, and then you rented the space back to the Goy, so it's not called Motze. It's not called Motze. The whole issue of Chometz Kibbel of a Chayis learned that from Lo Yimotze. Because there it doesn't say l'cha, but it has to be motzi. So the Gemara said, what do you mean schirus l'kanya? The Gemara says, schirus is not kanya, but motzi it's not. So al derech zeh, Rashi apparently holds that in order to be over b'al be motzi, the chometz has to be motzi. And ad kedei kach, Rashi holds that if it's under a mapilus, it's not motzi. Fine. And Rashi holds even more, that not only under a mapilus, it's not motzi, but even if I'm out of town, it's not motzi. Because l'maisa, it's not accessible to me on Pesach. That's apparently Shittas Rashi. There's a Mokan Ian in Rashi, which I don't know what to do with. Rashi says that if you go out of town, if it was Daiti Lachzer, when you come back and you see the Chometz, you're going to be over Bal Yirah. You're going to be over. Why does it have to wait till you see it? Even before you see it, once you're back in town, it's Motzi, at least Bal Yimotzi. The minute you step into town, you should be over Bal Yimotzi. What does that have to wait until I see it? Yeah, just for Bal Yiroi, you have to see it. But Bal Yimotzei, it's enough that I'm back in town. So any of that, I don't know. That's a mokum mi'in we'll have to worry about when we get to Rashi and Dafov. But Kaponim, it says Beferish in Rashi. Kach lekach. It says Beferish in Rashi that a Mefarish v'yetzi b'shiyara, and you went out of town, you potter not only from Dika, but you potter from Bittul. Because you're not potter from Bittul. Because it's not called by it's not Bal Yiroi Bal Yimotzei. I don't see it, so there's no Bal Yiroi, and it's not Motzei, there's no Bal Yimotzei. It's not Motzei, so there's no Bal Yimotzei. No, so if that's the case, then according to Rashi L'Chayres Poshut, that the mask is not over. Because how is the mask is no different than the fellow who went out of town? He doesn't see the chometz because it belongs to somebody else. He can't walk into the house. He doesn't see the chometz. It's not Motzei by him. It's off limits. So it's exactly the same as the Mefarash V'Yeshiv B'Shiyar. And if Rashi Sheet is in a Mefarash V'Yeshiv B'Shiyar is not Chayim, it's not over by Rabbi Motzei. So L'Chayra, it's Muchuch. I don't know what to do with the Mashal. But L'Chayra, it's Muchuch that the Maskir is not going to be over by Rabbi Motzei. And the Emes is Advar Mechubonim. Because the Tosfos HaRosh and Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, who are the two Rishonim that I know about, who say that the Maskir is over by Rabbi Motzei, they hold that by Chomesh Nofel and Mapelis, if you look at Tosfos HaRosh and Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz and Lamed Aleph and Mibbeis and the Mishnah, they hold that by Chomesh Nofel and Mapelis, if you're not Mevatel, you're over by Rabbi Motzei. So they don't have this whole idea that if it's not accessible, you're not over by Yimotzei. And they're going to hold it. They'll obviously hold it. Mefarash Yetzir B'Shiyara is also over by Rabbi Yimotzei, except you do Bittul. And the Gemara is not talking about Bittul. The Gemara in Davov is not saying you don't have to do Bittul. The Gemara in Davov is saying once you did Bittul, you don't have to do Bdika, because since it was Kaidim Lamed Yoyim, you did Bittul, and now it's a Tircha, so they weren't Matriach you to be Mefane or to come back from out of town and to do Bdika. But fundamentally, it's a Chiyah by Rabbi Yimotzei on go to Shitosa. A Kaponim in Rashi is Muchuch that I think that the Maskir is not going to be over by Yiroi Bal Yimotzei. It's no different than a Mefarash V'Yetzir B'Shiyar.
Rabbi?
Yeah?
The Mashal in Daf Vav explains Rashi is talking about a case of where it's Chamin Sheinu Yadua.
Here, the Mashal Taka says that the Rashi and Davov is talking about only Chomet She'eni Yaduos. The reason why you're not over a love till you see it is because you don't know about it. And so why does Rashi have to say by Oitzer, by Oitzer, basically Oitzer, that it's like Chomet Shenofel of Mapelos? And Chomet Shenofel of Mapelos, Rashi, that's Chomet Yaduah. It's just not Motzi. That's the Mashal will learn in the Chanami. Chomesh and Oisa, basically Oisa, that's the Chomesh and Ophel of Mapolis. But Mefarash V'Yotze B'Shiyar, that's a different word that I don't know about it. The Gemara compared them.
Yeah, but isn't Adaf Dalet also Chametz Yadua? Who's Chametz Einu Yadua? In fact, he has a Chiyuv B'dika Tzakar Chametz Einu Yadua, even Adaf Dalet also.
Yeah, but also to Chametz Einu Yadua.
So then Pasha Damascus should not be over, so.
Yes,
that's
that was the status of Kasha. How can the Marshal say that Rashi holds that you're not over in Chomet Sheni Yadua? So if you're not over in Chomet Sheni Yadua, then Bdika is always the Rabbanim. Rashi and Mashma that with that bit totally be everybody Rabbi Yamotze. Yeah, that's a good question. It's Mufush and Rashi by Maskin and Saichir, with that bit they're going to be everybody Rabbi Yamotze. Why? It's Chomet Sheni Yadua. Temes is very similar to the Makor Chaim's Kasha and Tosis. The Makor Chaim read in Tosis in the beginning of the second parak, Tosis in the Chaf Aleph, read into that Tosis that you're not over in Chomet Sheni Yadua. There's other ways to read the Tosis. But he read in that Tosis that you're not over in Chomet Sheni Yadua. And the Makor Chaim asks, so then that means Bittik is always the Rabbanon, because Midaraisa is Chomet Sheni Yadua. You would never have a Chiyuv. And the Gemara is not Mashma that way. The Gemara says that Bittik is the Rabbanon because Midaraisa is Bittul Be'al Masagi. But if you didn't do Bittul, Bittik is the Raisa. So this is a similar kind of question. If the Mashal is right, that the Pshat and Rashi is that Mefarish Veitzi B'Shiora, you're not over until you see it, is because it's Chomet Sheni Yadua, and you're not over in Chomet Sheni Yadua. So then, Bdika is always the Rabbanon. And Rashi not mashing away. The Gemara is not mashing away. The Gemara says Bdika is only the Rabbanon because Bittul Be'al Masagi. The Mekor Chaim is kind of a little way to learn that Gemara. But Rashi is Beferish also like that. Rashi says Beferish by us. That he asked this about your Bari Motzi. He says, no, but you did Bittul. But without the Bittul, it would be about your Bari Motzi the Raisa. So I don't know what's trapped in that Mashal. But you're right that the Mashal is the Shitosa. That's probably true. Then the Mashal is the Shitosa. The Mashal thinks that the masker is over is l'shitosoi, that he learns from Farshu Eitzi B'Shiori, not over only because it's Chomet Sheni Yadua. I hear it's also Chomet Sheni Yadua. Any Yadua. Any Yadua. I don't know what to do with the fact that it's Any Yadua. But let's say not like the Mashal. Let's say for argument's sake, the Pashas in Rashi and Davov, that I'm a Farshu Eitzi B'Shiori is taken not over in Bali Rabbi Motzei, because not Motzei. The Gemara compares it to Oisa Beisa Oisa, and Oisa Beisa Oisa Rashi's Beferish is because it's like Chomet Shenofel of Mapilus. And Chomet Shenofel of Mapilus is Yadua. So how can you not even buy your Motzi? Akkoch, because it's not Motzi. So Lamazogin, let's say that that's true. So if that's the case, so then we're back to square one. So Rashi holds that the mask is not over, only the Seicher is over. So we'll have to learn in Rashi L'chaira that it's the Seicher is over on Bali Rabbi Motzi. Like the Magen Avraham. The emes is that's the Magen Avraham had a different hezber. Magen Avraham had a whole fancy hezber because the mask is mevatel. Let's put it this way: it says in Rashi that somebody's over Bal Yerol by Matzi. That's the Feirish in Rashi. Somebody's over Bal Yerol by Matzi. Not like Rabbi David and the Chiddush Aran, who learned that nobody over here is over Bal Yerol by Matzi. Zelafi Shein Shleiv Zelafi Shein Mishusay. And Rashi says that it's somebody. We don't know. Rashi doesn't tell us who, but it's somebody. Lechayr from Rashi and Davov. Not for if you don't like to say like the Mashal, it's mevur that it's not the masker. So if it's not the masker, there's only one other person here. So it has to be the Seicher. So we're going to have to say the Seicher is the one who's over on Bal Yerol by Motzi, which is the way the Magen Avraham learned Rashi anyway. We said in the simple reading of Rashi at the beginning of the Rashi, he read very well with the mezuzahs, Chayvus Hador, but here it's not Bal Yerol by Motzi. The simple ring of the Rashi was that Bal Yerol by Motzi would be on the Seicher. Like mezuzahs on the Seicher, except that there's no Bal Yerol by Motzi because he did Bittul. So first of all, it'll come out. Who's the Mavatl? Rashi says there's Bal Yerol, but there really should be Bal Yerol by Motzi. But he says, no, there's no Bal Yerol by Motzi because he did Bittul. Bittul Be'al Masagi. And who's the one over here who's doing Bittul? So before we thought the Maske does Bittul. He's the Bal Mavatl, the Maske does Bittul. And why does the Maske do Bittul? Of course he does Bittul, because otherwise he's going to be over Bal Yerol by Motzi. But now that it turns out that according to Rashi, the mask is not over Bal Yerol by Motzi. Who's over Bal Yerol by Motzi? Only the Seicher. So when Rashi says that here there's no Bal Yerol by Motzi because Midraisi did Bittul, so the person who did Bittul, Lechaira, has to be the Seicher. Because no reason for the mask to do Bittul, he's not in any danger. See, if there's a way out of that. But it's not the mask who does Bittul, it has to be the Seicher who does Bittul. So the first question is, how can the Seichot of Bittul is not a Bailam? And the Gemara says later in Davov that Chometz, La'achaz Manisura, you can't do Bittul because it's Eini B'Shusha anymore. And the Torah said, and something which is Eini B'Shusha, you can't be Mevatel. How you over it all? That's the famous Gemara. Shnei Dvarim Eini B'Shusha Shalodom, V'Asana Kosu Kile and B'Shusha, Bor B'Shusha Rabim V'Chometz B'Pesach. But Akoponim, it says in the Gemara that you can't do Bittul and a Chometz is not yours. So if you can't, and a Chometz is not in your Rishus. Well, if you can't do Bittul and a Chometz is not in your Rishus, so here, granted, it isn't his Rishus. Because he's the Seicher, but it's not his. If you can't do Bittul and a Chometz, it's not in your Rishus. So you can't do Bittul and a Chometz that happens to yes be in your Rishus, but doesn't belong to you at all. So how could it be that the Seicher does Bittul?
Really?
A similar problem with Rabbeinu Yechiel. Rabbeinu Yechiel says that the whole Takana of Bdika is in order that you should remember to do Bittul. So over here, what's the Shaila? Who does Bdika? Who does Bdika? The one who does Bittul. It must be they both have to do Bittul. So yes, what do you mean they both have to do Bittul? I understand the mask is Bittul, but what is the Seichah's Bittul? Even if they're both over, but maybe they both over by Rabbi Motzeh. So they both have to be Mevatel. But if they both have to be Mevatel, how does the Seichah do it?
Rabbi.
Yeah.
Could we possibly answer with Rabbeinu David that Bittul and Bedika are not necessarily Eichah Timtzi for Bayi Rabbi Motzeh, but rather they're like a mitzvah or a chiyuv bifnei atzman?
I'm not sure Rabbeinu David that you have in mind. But what are you saying, Stamazay?
I think it was, Rabbeinu David, he says it was from A's. He seems to say that he doesn't say it explicitly, but it seems to be that what he means is Bidika and Bittul are not necessarily a Heche Timsi to get rid of Bayi Rabbeinu Motzeh, but rather that they're a mitzvah or a chiv, really, in this case, on their own, that there's a chiv of Bidika. But not that the only reason I'm doing Bidika is to get rid of Bayi Motzeh. And therefore, it would make sense over here that if between the Gemara's Kash about Bidika, at least, or we could say the same thing for since the Bayi Motzeh beyond Bittul, is that the Gemara's Kash of who's it on, the Socher or the Masher, is because the fact that it's not a Heichi Timtzi to get rid of Bayi Motzeh, but rather it's a Chiv Ne'ato. So who has this Chiv, even though they might owe both?
Even whatever it is. My question is not. The question is not so much like the question is how is he able to do bittul? L'chayr bittul is a might. According to Tosfos L'moshel, bittul is a hefker. A body have to be bound to do bittul. But even if you learn that bittul is not mishum hefker, if you learn that bittul like is a kind of like tevenu bittle, you know, which is, I told you this is a marik, this is medamet to tevenu bittle, or this is a nimuk yosef that it's like tachman habetit that I'm making it into that it's not eichel. Since I have in mind that it's not a food, so it becomes not a food. That's a ma'aseh bailam. A bailam could do that. A bailam could say, this thing that looks to you like a banana, it's not a banana, it's just a rock. So if you're a bailam, you could do that. But if you're not a bailam, how do you have a koyach to do that? Chayr bittul is a ma'aseh bailam. And that's b'pshutu the pshat in the Gemara, but ain't b'shushu shalotam, that you can't be, that l'achaz manisur, you can't be mevatel, because if it's not in your shush, the same way the Gemara says that you can't sell something even if it's yours, but it's not on your rishus, and you can't be mocked to something, even if it's yours, but it's not on your rishus, because it's ainah b'shus. So again, to do a ma'aseh b'ayilam on something, it has to be in your rishus. That's the Gemara in Merubah. That in order to do a ma'aseh b'ayilam on something, it has to be in your rishus. So bittul also is a ma'aseh b'ayilam. It has to be in your rishus. So if it's not mine, I'm only the soicher. It's not my chometz b'chal. So how can I do a ma'aseh b'ayilam of bittul?
Rabbi,
yeah.
Could you say that the neschira took place before Yadalid? And therefore, when the masker sold he gave over the property, so then the socher was kone the chametz, and it all took place before yadalid, and therefore when it comes yadalid, it's already.
But if one wants to say the socher is kone the chametz, but the makor chaim asks it's against the loshon of the gemara's loshon is chamir d'day of the masker.
Rabbi.
Yeah.
The bereshusa d'day mean that bereshusa d'day, and therefore he's kone the chametz.
Then it's not Chamir the day of the Maskir. With the Gemara is a Shaila if he's kind of the Chametz. It's very hard to learn the Shaila Gemara is he kind of the Chametz? And what's the comparison to Mezuzah if that's the case? The passage is not like the Magen Avraham. The passage is that you're not kind of the Chametz. I how come you're over by Rabbi Motzeh? You'll say, like the Goyim, because it's Yiddish Chametz. I'm over by Rabbi Motzeh and Yiddish Chametz, even if it's not mine. But to say, but then how am I about it? So There's two possibilities. One possibility, which we'll see, we're not in a position to get this to do, but maybe there's a makom to say that the maskir is mevatel, even though it's not Eiver Bal Yerovei Matzeh. But that would add up to. But I think maybe it's not impossible to say that according to Rashi, the Seicher, even though he's not a Bailim, can do Bittul. Why? Because we see already in Rashi that to be Eiver Bal Yerovei Matzeh, you have to either, if it's Bayroa, you have to see the Chometz. The fact that it's out in the open is not enough. I have to see the Chometz. The pastors in Rashi and Daf Vov, and by Chometz and Ophel of Mapelis, also Beferish and Rashi, when they're Mefakech the Gal, and then you see the Chometz, you're everybody Bayroa. But until you see the Chometz, you're not everybody Bayroa. And by Motzi also, Rashi also has to be Motzi to me. If I'm a Farish, Yeshi B'Shiara, it's not accessible to me. Agam, it's in my rishus. If I go away on a vacation and I have chametz in my house, about it's in my rishus. I could sell it. I could be makadosh it. In no way am I deficient in the chametz being in my rishus. But it seems from Rashi, again, never mind the mashal about chametz and yidua, but the passage in Rashi and Davo is that it's not motzi. That's not called motzi. For chametz, for me to be everybody motzi, the chametz has to be accessible to me on Pesach. So you put the two things together, the Rashi holds that for Bal Yerovei, you have to see the Chometz on Pesach. And for Bal Yimotze, even though it's mine and it's in my rishus and everything, but it has to be accessible to me on Pesach. You see that Rashi understood that Bal Yerovei Yimotze requires that I have some kind of zika to the Chometz on Pesach. I have some way that I connect to the Chometz. It's not after the Chometz is there, even though it belongs to me. I have to connect to the Chometz. The chametz has to. That's the ma'aseh of everybody rolei matzi. The ma'aseh of everybody rolei matzi is either to see chametz, or to have chametz in my that's motzi to me in my rishus that's accessible to me on Pesach. That gives me a connection to the chametz, and that's the ma'aseh of everybody rolei matzi. That's what it says in Rashi. So maybe it's shayach to say that even if I'm not a bailim. I'm just a seicher. It's Yiddish Chometz. I'm not the Bible. But if I have in mind that by me this Chometz is ka'afa da'ara, that I don't even look at this Chometz as being food, then that takes off that I don't have that's not called anymore that I had a zika to the Chometz. If the Chometz that I'm looking at, but I look at it as just Eitzim Avonim, then that's not called that I had a zika of Bal Yerovei to the Chometz. And if the chametz maybe is accessible to me, but by me it's off of Eifer, it's Kafa the Arrow. So then it's not cool that this is chametz that was motzi to me. And then I think it's Meduik and Rashi's Lashon. Because Rashi's Lashon over here in Dabdalah, when he explains how Bittul works, so Rashi's Lashon is this Mesir Das Mine. Hesach Hadas. And that's a surprising Lashon. Hesach Hadas for Bittul. If chametz is Hefker, this for sure nothing to do with Hesach Hadas. I have lots of things in my house that I don't think about all the time, and they don't become hefker. Even if you learn that, okay, we know Rashi holds it that bittul is not hefker, but even if you learn that the way bittul works is like the marik, like the nimuk yosef, that I'm like tachban ha-bitit, like tevenu bitloi, that I'm taking something and I'm converting it into offer. So hesach hadas also doesn't do that. That's nothing to do with hesach hadas. That's the opposite of hesach hadas. I have to have a conscious thought that I'm making this, I'm being tochpane abetit, I'm taking this kupa shel so'er and I'm turning it into a chair. That's not a hesach hadas, that requires an act of kavana. Let's say you have a sukkah, l'mayla michof, and you have tevin on the floor, and I want to make the sukkah shorter, so that's the gemara, the tevin abetit, I'm going to make the tevin into, I'm being mevatlit, I'm not going to use it, I'm making it into part of the ground. You can't do it with hesach hadas, if you just stop thinking about the tevin, that doesn't do anything, you have to have a mind, you have the special kavana of bitl. Rashi over here says that the way the bittul works is with hesach hadas. I think advar mechuvan ma'od because Rashi learned over here with the seicher. The seicher he can't have any active machshavas that are going to do a chalosim to the chometz because he's not a bailim, so he can't make a chalos of tevin a bittul. He can't make a chalos of tachmanah betit. He certainly can't make a chalos of hefker. He's not a bailim b'chal. So what does it mean that he does bittul? The answer is the bittul that he does is that it's Mesir Das. Mesir Das, by me, it's not outside of my radar screen. I don't even look at it as chametz. By me, it's They're just white geese. I don't see it at all. It doesn't, by me it's garnished. So if by you it's garnished, so then that's not called the Arizika to the chametz. That's not called you looking at chametz. It's not called that chametz is accessible to you because you don't look at it as chametz. From your point of view, it's not chametz. It's not payel chalois. That's the word. Pashas, you learn that bittel is a chalois that you do in the chametz. Ben lefi toys that it's a hefker. Ben lefi lemukayis that it's toch baner betit. But it's a chalais that you're making in the chametz, that you're making it hefker, according to Tosis, or you're making it like tevin ubitle, or you're making it like tochban abatit, you're making it into not a food. Lefi rashi, not a chalais that you pile in the chametz. It can't be a chalais that you pile in the chametz. You're not a bailim to be pile the chalais in the chametz. It's a hesach hadas that I'm not looking at as chametz, so therefore it's not called that I had a zikut of bal yor bal matzit to this chametz. So man, it's not fair from the Gemara about chametz. About chametz la'achas manisuri. The Gemara says that after this manisuri, you can't be mevatel. The other pshat is the Gemara is saying that after this mana iser be'emes, automatically it should be called that it's nothing. You're mesiach das from it. That's the pshat in the Gemara. After this mana iser, since it's also banal anyway, so it really is like ashes. So why over it all? Because the Torah said that now it's too late. The Torah said now, even though it's really that, really strictly speaking, you can't really have a zika to this chametz, because not really chametz. It's Yisra Hanoi. Yisra Hanoi means not food. If it's also not, it's not a food. But the Torah said, but that now it's too late to say I'm looking at it as not a food, because the Torah, that's the asoy kosel kiluhu mishusa. It's not because you can't do a ma'isa. It's going to be different shot in Nakamura. The problem is not that you can't do a ma'isa bailin to it. The problem is that you can't look at it as being offer. It really is offer. Without you being mevatel, it's already offer. And the Torah said you're over anyway. So my thinking that it's offer is not going to be meisif anything.
Ready?
Yeah.
So if we then require him to do bedika, which we do in the Matkan of the Gemara, we require the soaker to do bedika and be mevatel or whatever, yeah. Then isn't he clearly not having a hesach hadas with the chamei? Meaning, clearly he's being mocked and this is coming.
He doesn't think about it. Hesach Hadas can mean like, you know, it's like Tim Chesech Ramalik, right? Well, it doesn't mean we don't think about them. But the Hesach Hadas is, he's Mesiach Das from it as food.
So why is he burnt? Meaning, if he's Badak Akhrav and then burns it, then clearly he's, meaning which we are Mechatim to at the end of the day, then clearly he is treating it as food. So wouldn't that be like Okir that Bittl?
I mean, can you ask that on Tevin and Bittl too? You can ask around the Rishayim, we learn that it's like Tevin Ubitla. Or like Tochban Abatit.
In the chat, yeah.
Honestly, I'm not looking at this food. It's Ka'afadara. And the emesis, anyway, it's not sure, because Minatari Nechanami, maybe. Minatari, once you did Bittl, you don't have to do, you don't have to be Mavarat. Midrabanu, we don't rely on the Bittl.
Right, but if this Bittl is working.
Maybe you can do the Bittl, B'lev Shalom. Or the Abanu, we're afraid that maybe you're going to forget to do the Bittl.
But if this Bittl is working as severing a connection between me and the food, and that meaning it's not an active Bittl, where it was now Mavatal, now they're Banan Tzedu Bidika, but the only reason I'm not over by my Mase.
I don't think I make things worse. By burning it, I don't make things worse. If I'm burning it, I'm not being Mesiach Das from it. I'm Mesiach Das from it from the means, I'm Mesiach Das from it as a food. But if Chazal say they burn it anyway, that doesn't mean that I look at it now as a food.
Rebbe, if you're not the Baal, why are you allowed to burn it?
If what?
If you're not the Baal of the chametz, why are you allowed to, how do you have the rishus to burn it?
The seicher?
Yeah.
Because the mask is also not allowed. You mean if the mask is not over? The mask is not over, so why can I burn it? He's really not over. So I'm being mafsid him. Mistama, but if I want to be over by Rabbi Matsu, Mistama Chazalem. It's halach and shulchan aruch. Halach and shulchan aruch is if you have Yiddish chametz in your house, and it's coming close to this mana iser, you burn it. So, and there's the place came at that. Why do you burn it? Maybe he sold it to a guy. So the Magen Avraham says that we're afraid he didn't sell it to a guy. And the Goyin says with the Rashi, because Yiddish Chametz, you're everybody Rabbi Motzi. I just, because I'm everybody Rabbi Motzi, but how do I have a right to be mafsid him? I don't know. He should have taken it, he should have not left it by me. But if I'm going to hold on to it, I'm going to everybody Rabbi Motzi, so I'm allowed to burn it.
Rabbi, what's up with the Maskanas of the Hagamara that all matters when the Chiyav was Chal, who's Rishus, what was in, who cares? It just matters who has a connection to the Chametz. Right?
So 1 second. So now it's Hadra Kushi Leduchta. By the way, I see, who's this young Israel, the Woodmere? You should put your name on it, because I don't even see your picture, so you should put
there's a bunch of us here. That was Alex, but there's a bunch of people here.
Oh, it's a bunch of people, I hear. Okay, fine. So just identify them. So, but now it's Hadra Kushu. This is connected to what you're asking. So, but now that if we're going to learn in Rashi, I cannot like the Mashal, that is the Seichers over Bali Rabbi Matze. That's the way the Magen Avraham read the Rashi, but we'll. It's the Seichers over Bali Matze. And he's the one who does the Bittel, and he's the one who's over Bali Rabbi Matze, and so on. So then, Hadra Kushu Leduchta. So what's the Shah of Teuchas Almi Mutl? Of course, it's mutl on the seicher. The whole takana of bittul, the whole takana rather of bdika is shloyaver lo b'bal yirov b'yimatzei. And if the one who's being labored by yirov b'yimatzei is the seicher and not the maskir, so doesn't it go without? Isn't it obvious that he's the one who should have the takana of bdika, which was our problem in the first place? So for a while we were going with teres chaim that they're both labored by yirov b'yimatzei. So they're both shaykh the takana of bdika. But now we're saying that's not true. It's only the seicher's labored by yirov b'yimatzei. So isn't he the one who should have to do bdika? So that kasha now comes back.
Rebbe.
Yeah.
Rebbe, why are we making this assumption that whoever is going to be over to Bali Rabbi Matze, the Meila has to do Bidik or Bittel? I mean, why are we saying that they're directly correlated?
Well, if the Takana of Dika Shal Yavar Bali Rabbi Matze, that's the Takana, that he shouldn't be over Bali Rabbi Matze, so the Chayra, the Takana, should be on the one for whose benefit the Takana was made.
So then why didn't the Gemara ask the kasha of who's over Bali Rabbi Matze? Why did Dafka ask Kashyap who's over?
Let's put that into the question. What's the Gemara Shaila? Who's over the mask? Who has to be Baidik? The mask or the Seicher? Because Chamidi Day or Chori Surbishusekoi? What's the Shaila? The one who's over by Rabbi Motze is the one who should have the Takan of Dika.
Lachor say it's not Shaila.
By the way, Lamashal, in Taisha Rosh and Taisha Rabbeinu Peretz, when they talk about the Sugya, it's glad to see them inside. So they say that if it would be Bali Rabbi Motzei, it would have to be Pasha that it's on the Maskir, because he's the one who's over Bali Rabbi Motzei. But since Bdika is really, for Bali Rabbi Motzei, Bittel takes it off, and the Takan of Bdika is Shalayav al-Achai, so Mele, Bdika has nothing to do with Bali Rabbi Motzei, Shalayav al-Achai. And then they ask, if they turn around, they ask all the way around, so then Shalavada be on the Secher, he's the one who's there, Shalayav al-Achai. So what's the Shalad should be on the Maskir? And that they have we're talking about the Yudalid. So Belel Yudalid, the Chi was already Chal in the Maskir, so that's the Shalad. Once it was Chal in the Maskir, does it go off? And so on and so forth. But Betech Advarim, they say for Dova Poshut, that Avada, if they start off and they say, of course it's on the Maskir, he's the one who's over Bari Rabbi Matzi, and their answer is that Bdika has nothing to do with Bari Rabbi Matzi. It's only Shema Yobel Ochle. But according to Rashi, that Bdika is as Bari Rabbi Matzi. This is the passage that everybody has in Rashi. So then what's the Gemara Shaila? If the Dika is Shalyavar Bali Rabbi Matze. So I'll tell you, maybe it's not impossible to say. I think there's another Mahalach. We have to stop in a few minutes because I have to leave at 1:15. But maybe it's not impossible to say that even though the Takana is Shalyavar Bali Rabbi Matze, but since it's only Takana de Rabbanan, it's not something I'm doing because the bullet of Bali Rabbi Matze is coming at me. I think that my bittul was fine. It's something the Chazal or Misakin has to be done that I shouldn't be over Bali Rabbi Matze. So even if the one who's over by Rabbi Matzi is the Seicher alone, but since the reason why, let's say I'm the Seicher, since the reason why I'm going to be over by Rabbi Matzi, I mean, really, I'm not over by Rabbi Matzi because I did Bittul. But Chazal are afraid maybe I didn't do Bittul good enough. So Chazal therefore wanted Bdika to happen, to be done, that I shouldn't be over by Rabbi Matzi. Yeah, so I'm asking, so I'm the one who should have to do it because the whole Takon is to help me. But maybe it's not impossible to say. That since, yes, it's true, I'm the one who's going to be over Bali Rabbi Matze, but why am I going to be over Bali Rabbi Matze? Because of the Chometz of the Maskir. So maybe when Chazal decided to help me out and make a takana that I shouldn't be over by Rabbi Motze, maybe the one whom they put the takana on was on the maskir because it's his chumas that's making me be over by Rabbi Motze.
Rebbe.
Yeah.
Is it possible that according to Rashi, the maskir is still going to be over by Rabbi Motze because it's not necessarily about if he sees the chametz, but rather if his chametz is seen based on the
Pesach. Rashi holds mefarish not the way. Rashi holds that if you mefarish v'yetzi b'shiara,
but that's only because no one's in his house. It's buried. It's under my bullet.
It's in my house. What if it's in his backyard? If it's out in the open, it's out in the open. It's not a shiara. If it's out in the open, it's by. If it only goes if it's visible, about it's visible. But Rashi, no, I have to come back and see it. The Ashan Rashi, what about Bali Motze? So we'll say it's not Motze either when I'm away.
Once the sukkah is in the house, it becomes matzu. It becomes seen. Even if he's away, he could still be over by Rabbi Matzu if someone else sees the chametz.
No, I don't. That's not stopping me. If I have to see the chametz to be over, then what's the difference if? If it's enough that it's out in the, I don't think it makes sense to say I'm not over unless somebody looks at it. But the minute somebody looks at it, then bang, that I'm over. That I don't think is misabah. Either Bal Yom means the chumash shouldn't be out in the open, like the Rosh, or it means I shouldn't see it. But if you're not over for just being out in the open, so the fact that somebody else looks at it makes me be over Bal Yom. That's
the relationship. You have to make sure that it's hit. I mean, the subject of the pasuk is the chametz. It says lo yeira elcha. It shouldn't be seen.
I don't think that's misabah. I don't think that's misabah. So. But I'll complain, so maybe that's shaykh to learn. Maybe you can say, and that's the pattern of Rashi. Rashi said, if by Rabbi Matsu would be a deraisa, so of course I would have to do the bdikah, because it's not a takana, it's a fact, by Rabbi Matsu. I'm the one who's going to be over by Rabbi Matsu, not the masker. So maybe it's his fault that it's his chumas, but so what? It's a grama ba'alma. I'm the one who has to save myself from Bayer Rabbi Motzi. But yes, it's only a takana. So even though the takana is for my benefit, but it's still in all, it's only a takana, and the takana is to save me from the masker's chumas. So maybe that's the bayah. Do we do the bdika on me because I'm the one who's being saved? Or do we put the bdika on the masker because the masker is the one whose chumas is causing me to be over Bayer Rabbi Motzi? So maybe that would be a mahalach.
Why, Rabbi? Why would there be a chilik between the Raisa and the Rabbanan?
If it's the Raisa, then the shail is not who should morally do the bdika. You know, who's the moral responsibility for doing the bdika? I mean, the Raisa bdika is something you do that you shouldn't be everybody Rabbi Motzei. It's not a separate thing. You have to do bdika. You shouldn't be everybody Rabbi Motzei. I'm the one who's going to be everybody Rabbi Motzei. So maybe the masker won't sleep well at night because it's his fault. He left chametz around in the house that he rented out. But I'm the one who's over. About it. I have to do bdika to save myself. But now there's only takana derabanan. So I'm not saving myself. I need a bittul b'lev sholem. I sleep. I'm fine. But Chazal made a takana that there should be a bdika over here because they were afraid shem levatul b'lev sholem. So now it's Chazal making a takana. Chazal made a takana. So maybe Chazal put the takana on the person who left the chametz around, even though he's not the one who's being over by Rabbi Motzi.
Why can't we say it's a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo, chiyuv b'fnei atzmo, even when it's deraisa, as opposed to saying it's a hechi timtzi to get rid of the Bali Rabbi Motze?
Even if it's a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo, but about it's a mitzvah on the person who's over Bali Rabbi Motze, not on the person whose negligence causes it to happen. It's not a passion in Hilchas Mazikin. Even if it's a mitzvah, it's the mitzvah that's connected to the lav of Bali Rabbi Motze. It's the nitik of Bali Rabbi Motze.
Yeah, but lav dafka, does that put the chiyuv on the guy who needs Bali Rabbi Motze? He's the one who needs it to get done. That doesn't make it his mitzvah necessarily. He's the one who needs that mitzvah.
If he's the one who's over Bali Rabbi Motze, he's the one who has the mitzvah of Tashbisu. Just because I don't say, well, Tashbisu should be on the guy who left the chametz around. A lot of Tashbisu is the essay. And like the Yishami says, that having chametz around, she has an essay and a lav. The essay is Tashbisu and the lav is Bali Rabbi Motze. It's a package thing. That's why maybe it's lavin at the class A. So about it's all chal on the same person. Once it's a takona, then it's already different. Ulai, maybe that would be a mahalach. I think there's maybe a different possibility. We're now really running out of time. I think there's a different possibility. I think there's a different reason why there's a makom to say that the maskir is chayev in b'dikah. Maybe we'll just start now. Haskal is Dvarim, and tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem, we'll be mastered.
Rabbi, if it is Mahalachit Geshmak, like Chamir Didehu, that's good for the Suffolk.
Chamir Didehu means, according to this Mahalach, Chamir Didehu means, I'm known as everybody, Rabbi Matzah. And Chomitz, and he's, I'm sorry, Chamir Didehu means, I'm known as causing the Bayor Matzah to happen. So I'm the mazik, so to speak. I'm not literally the mazik, but I'm the one who's causing it to happen. But Yisur B'Shus HaKoyim means that the Seich is the one who actually gets to who actually is over by Yom HaMatzah. And then I think you'd have to learn for sure that Mezuzah was Minatzad. It was a Pshitus Minatzad, because in Mezuzah you don't have anything analogous there. I think. Anyway, I don't want to get bogged down in Mezuzah. I think there's another passage. I just want to open it up and then I have to go. Going back to Gemara Davov. So the Gemara Davov, Rashi says that if a mefarish v'yotze b'shiur kainim lamed, you don't have to be baidik. And Rashi in Tavur, not only you don't have to be baidik, you don't even have to be mevatel. Because you're not going to be over anything. You don't see it, and it's not motzi, I'm away. So I don't have to do neither b'dik nor bittul. But toich lamed I do. How come toich lamed I have to be baidik? Baidik and mevar. So Rashi. Now, there's many ways to learn. If you learn like Taisus, it's all the Gemara about after Bittul, going away doesn't take off Ayurali Motze, about either Bittul, the Shail is the Takon of Dikush, Shemi Yavel Ochloi. So Teich Lamed, you have a Takon of Shemi Yavel Ochloi, Kaidim Lamed, you don't have a Takon of Shemi Yavel Ochloi. And then we're in a different world. But if we're in Rashi's world, that the reason why you don't have to, that if you're Mefarish V'Yetzir B'Shiyar, that takes off Balirah B'Yimotzi, if I'm not there, I don't see it, it's not Motzi to me, I'm not ever Balirah B'Yimotzi. And that's what Teich Lamed, Kodim Lamed rather, I don't have to do any, not only do I not have to do B'dik, I don't even have to do B'dik. But Teich Lamed, I do have to be B'dik. Why do I have to be B'dik Teich Lamed? What's the difference? I'm not going to be Balirah B'Yimotzi anyway. So why do I have to be B'dik? Zot Rashi, it's the bottom line, for the beginning of the bottom line, Dr. Ashi, the lechatchilo lo yisehu biyuroi. The deeper masculine is teich lamed et zokon klevar. Teich lamed, you do have to be mevar. So Dr. Ashi, why? Now he's going on a finer basis, he's going on oitzer. I think it makes no difference. Kaidim lamed, teich lamed, you do have to be by the klevar. Why? Says Dr. Ashi, the lechatchilo lo yisehu biyuroi. What's Rashi saying? Bayol b'imotz you're not going to have. You made an oitzer. It's nofel ma'pelus. There's no bayol b'imotz anymore. Bayol b'imotz is not a factor. Nonetheless, l'chatchila, that's not how you're mekayim the mitzvah of biur. The mitzvah of biur l'chatchila, you have to mekayim with dikum biur. In other words, it says in this Rashi, that even though as far as Bali Rabbi Yamatsu is concerned, going away takes off the Bali Rabbi Yamatsu. Or making the bias into an Eitzah takes off Bali Rabbi Yamatsu. So I got out of Bali Rabbi Yamatsu. But since it's a mitzvah of Tashbisu, the mitzvah of Tashbisu, l'chatchila, is not fulfilled by draining zich out of Bali Rabbi Yamatsu. The mitzvah of Tashbisu is mekuyim by physically destroying the chametz. Not by making it, by putting it under a mapolis and making it that now it's not motzi. So Kodim Lamed, there's no mitzvah of Tashbisu. That's Rashi in many places, that Kodim Lamed, there's no mitzvah of Tashbisu. But Teich Lamed is only a mitzvah of Tashbisu. And Tashbisu l'chatchila is matzrich, that I should do b'diku bir. That's why Teich Lamed, it's not enough. I'm making my bias into an oitzer. Or I'm going away, l'chon, the same thing, if I'm going away, I'm going away on vacation. So I'm going away, I'm not going to be everybody, Rabbi Motzi. But that's not how you do Tashbisu. So before you go away on vacation, or before you make the bias into an oitzer, you have to destroy the chametz. So there's a lot of chiddushim in this Rashi. First of all, there's a chiddush in this Rashi. Because why does that require him to do bdiko? If for Tashbisu, you could do bittel. Rashi holds that Tashbittel is, Rashi is that Bittel is learned out from the Pasuk of Tashbisu. Tashbisu soim ibateichem. The targum is tevatlon. Rashi learns that tashbisu is a kiyum of the mitzvah of tashbisu. That bittel is a kiyum of the mitzvah of tashbisu. Physically destroying it is also a mitzvah, is also a kiyum of tashbisu. But you're makayim tashbisu in a perfectly acceptable lechatchila way by doing bittel. So if somebody's making his bias into a noitzer, why are you telling me that he has to do a bdika? Why can't he just do a bittel? Or he's mefarish v'yeshi b'shiora. Why does he have to do a? Why does he have to do a bdika? Let him just do a bittel. Al kochach, I think you have to say that midaraisa 100%. Midaraisa bad, it's enough for him to do bittel. Midaraisa bittel be'al masagi. Even a regular person could do bittel. And it's sagi. It's certainly sagi for a guy who's going away. But since Chazal didn't rely on the bittel, that's what we learned that in the Mishnah that Beis, that Chazal said not to rely on the bittel. Shema yavro b'val yobay motzei, shema leivata b'leiv sholem, or shema yimolech, or shema whatever it is. But Chazal said not to rely on the bittel. So we don't rely on the bittel for tashbisu either. So it says in this Rashi, tremendous. First of all, it's a tremendous siyur that the Rishonim are right on that base in their understanding of Rashi. That when Rashi said Shema Levat, that you have to do bdika Shema Yavar L'Balirol B'Motzei. So, you know, I am welcome maybe to think that that's only if you didn't do bittel, but maybe if you did do bittel, then bdika is not that you shouldn't be B'Balirol B'Motzei. The Rishonim understood the Rashi not that way because it's not tenable to split. And they say, no, Avada is talking about you did do bittel. And it doesn't matter because we don't rely on the bittel. And that was the takana not to rely on the bittel. So I think you see that in this Rashi as well, that there's a takana not to rely on bittul, because Rashi says that if you're for that I'm oyser basically oyser, the only reason why you're doing bdiko biur is because of lechatchila leizeu biur, because there's a mitzvah biur chomes, there's a mitzvah tashbisu, but tashbisu you can be kind with bittul, so why do you have to do bdiko biur? Because the takana was the takana of the Mishnah base was that we don't rely for tashbisu, that for biur chomes we don't rely on bittul, we require rather that you should do real bdiko biur. That's number one. And number two, you see a chiddush, and this is going to be very important for us, I think. You see a chiddush, that not only did we not rely on bittul for Bal Yerubah Yemotzei, we don't even rely on bittul for tashbisu. Maybe in the Mishnah, you're in danger of a lav, Bal Yerubah Yemotzei, so we don't rely on bittul, who knows, Shem Elivatul B'Lev Shalom, or whatever. Over here, you're not going to be over the lav anyway, because it says it's going to be chomish and offal of mepolis. The lav's not, I'm not in danger of being over the lav. All I'm in danger of is lechatchila leizeh biuri that I'm not doing mitzvah tashbisu. So why can I do bittul for that? You see that when Chazal said not to rely on bittul, he said not to rely on bittul not only shemo yavar b'bayov imotzei, but they said not to rely on bittul even for the mitzvah tashbisu. So now I want to leave you with a thought, and then we'll see tomorrow how to work it through. In the case of the masker and the seicher, so let's say we're right that only the seicher is everybody all the matzi, because the masker it's not motzitim. It's no different than Mefarash V'yetzi B'Shiara. The Maskir doesn't have is not in danger of your Bal Yerubah Yemotzei. But does the Maskir have Tashbisu? It's Teich Lamed. The Maskir has Tashbisu. The Maskir is no different than the Mefarash V'yetzi B'Shiara or the Oysa Beitzi Oysa, that he's not going to be able to Bal Yerubah Yemotzei, but Mitzvah Tashbisu he has, and Lechatil Loizeu B'Yuroi to Drezich out of having Bal Yerubah Yemotzei by making it not Motzei. The Mitzvah Lechatil is to do Tashbisu. And Tashbisu, even though you could do it bittul, minatayra, but the Rabbanan is not to rely on Tashbisu, and that's Mechayev Bdiku Bir. So it comes out, L'chayra, that there's a Mokam Tim Mechayev, the Maskir in Bdiku and Bir, not Mitzad Bal Yerubah Bal Yemotzei, which he doesn't have, that's only on the Seicher. But Tim Mechayev, the Maskir in Bdiku and Bittul Mitzad Mitzvah Tashbisu, because L'chatchila Bir Chometz has to be with Bdiku Bir. So if that's the case, then it's not so poshut and in Rashi that the only person over here who has a shaykh to bdiko is the seicher. Even if the takon of bdiko shal yavro l'bar yor b'yimotzei, and even if the seicher is the only one who's over b'bar yor b'yimotzei, there's a mokum to mechayev the maskir in bdiko too. Not mitzad b'bar yor b'yimotzei, but mitzad tashbisu. If that's the case, then the Rashi then by us it takes on a different complexion. But that will have to. The rest of that, you can. I'll ask it, and you should, you know, dot the I's and cross the T's. But that we'll do tomorrow. Okay, I got to run. So everybody should be good.
Thank you, Rebbe.
Thank you, Rebbe.
Thank you, Rebbe.